This is the Faith and Family column. It's called Embrace New Life, written by Felix Malpica, who is a pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Janesville, Wisconsin. There's a reason why we in the Northern Hemisphere celebrate Easter during spring. It's a time when the sun shines more and temperatures grow warmer, ice thaws, and animals come out of hibernation and trees bud. In the spring, Easter is all around us. When it comes to helping children understand the Easter story, we can start by pointing out these signs of new life in God's creation. We can use new life in nature as a metaphor for the new life Jesus gives us through his life, death, and resurrection. It may be harder for us adults to see spring, and perhaps the Easter story, through the same lens of wonder as our children do. Here children can be our teachers. After all, they are literal signs of new life for many congregations. This was certainly my experience when I started a new call with my wife and newborn son, Javi. From the moment little Javi rested in my arms, smiled at the parishioners, they were no longer a congregation running from death, but rather a community welcoming new life. As my son made noise, moved around, and embodied the new life of the church, the congregation adopted the spirit of Easter. Caretakers and children alike can grow during this season by taking stock of the ways new life follows death. Bring your children to church and allow them to receive the Easter story, and allow your children to teach you and your worshiping community how to embrace new life. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. A couple of practices. You can take a nature walk. Remind your children how dark and cold it was during the winter, and together look for changes in the environment around you, such as fresh grass or baby animals.